Today on Around and About, I have invited Andy Johns. He is the festival director for the Lookout Wild Film Festival. Welcome to WUTC and Around and About, Andy.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Now, the 2014 Lookout Wild Film Festival is scheduled for next year, March 21st through 23rd, right here in Chattanooga. And the Lookout Wild Film Festival is open to film submissions. Why so early?
Well, the as we discovered last year, the more time that you have, that you give filmmakers to send their projects in, hopefully the more you can get and therefore have a better selection to choose from and then have a better, better end result to share with the Chattanooga community. We, a lot of festivals open up pretty much the day after their festival. They'll go ahead and open up for the next year. And that's just to give people more of a chance. You know, filmmakers, like a lot of us, are a little bit of procrastinators, and they'll kind of, they want plenty of deadlines. So we've got three or four deadlines mixed in there with the submission fees going up a little bit each time. So.
Now, how does one submit their film in the festival?
We've got a link on our website. It's lookoutfilmfestival.org. If you scroll down about three or four screens, you'll see a big submit your film for 2014 right there. And it goes to Without a Box, which is a submission service owned by IMDb. And it's pretty much the industry standard to submit films.
And now this is the second year for the Lookout Wild Film Festival. And last year you received film submissions from all over the world. There were like 75 films from more than 15 countries.
Right. And we had it was a fun job, but it was a lot of work to narrow that down to about 24, 25. We had no idea that we were going to get a black and white film from North Carolina about kudzu. We didn't know we were going to get a film from Colorado about somebody snowboarding down sand dunes. Or here locally, we got films about a one-winged eagle going hang gliding with a local bird enthusiast. And this year, about a third of our submissions have to do with either mountain biking or road cycling. So, I mean, go figure. You just never know what you're going to get.
Now, the title of the festival is the Lookout Wild Film Festival. And just the word wild kind of gives the impression that you're looking for something kind of exploration or some type of physical activity involved with the film. Is that what you're looking for?
Right. We're really trying to capitalize on Chattanooga's, growing notoriety as a, outdoor adventure destination. And we think, that a lot of the big outdoor adventure type towns out west have either their own festival or, they bring in a festival from somewhere else to show a lot of the outdoor and adventure films. We've got a lot of conservation mixed in, but it's kind of just what Chattanooga is becoming known for. And we wanted to provide that to help make the town even more, geared that way and known more for that.
And I'm Mark Colbert, and I'm speaking with the festival director, Andy Johns. He is the director of the Lookout Wild Film Festival, which is taking film submissions right now for their event taking place March 21st through 23rd right here in Chattanooga. Now, how does the panel go about screening the films? How do you really select which one is going to be entered and which one's not?
Well, it's easier for some films than for others. With all respect to the filmmakers and, the artists putting these together, some of the films, you can start right away and you realize this might not fit for our audience. But a lot of them, it was very tough to get down to it. There were some where we had we tried to get everybody in our submission team on our board of directors. It's about six or seven folks. And we tried all, at least two or three of us watch each film, then compare notes. And if it comes down to, a couple of people say this one should be in and a couple of people say this one should be in, then we get a few more people to watch it to try to decide, and then fitting it in the time slots that we have. And, it sounds like a lot, a three-day festival with 3 to 6 to 9 hours of film each day. But really, when you start looking at the number of films and the quality of films that come in, it's really tough to narrow it down just to that many.
Now, do local submissions get any special attention?
We are geared towards showing Southeastern films. We're taking films from all over. Last year, about half of the films had some kind of Southeastern connection. Either the filmmaker was from the Southeast or it was shot in the Southeast. And that's kind of the balance that we want to do going forward, is to have about half of the films with some kind of local connection. We've already gotten two submissions from a student over at Southern Adventist that are great. It's about a surfboard maker, and the other is about a road cyclist. And now, that's really what we're looking for.
Now, the films, they should be have narration, or could they be silent?
we've gotten some that are silent. We've got some really beautiful films, one in particular from Norway last year that was just, you know, no narration at all. It wound up not making the cut because it's a little tougher to get an hour-long film in just because of the time. You know, we have a lot more spaces for shorts. But, you know, we saw some beautiful films with very little narration. You know, they were great last year, but I think most of the ones that we put through did have narrations to tell that story, like I mentioned.
Okay. Well, again, the Lookout Wow Film Festival, they're taking submissions now for their event. This will be the second event for the festival. It's next year, March 21st and 23rd, right here in Chattanooga. And thank you, Andy Johns. He's a festival director with the Lookout Wow Film Festival. Thank you for being on Around and About.
Sure. I enjoyed it very much. Thank you.